Good morning, it's March 7th, and this is your daily brief in AI. Here's everything you need to know. In a move that has sent ripples through the tech community, Elon Musk has taken legal action against OpenAI, the AI research lab he once co-founded. This lawsuit, filed on March 6, 2024, accuses OpenAI of veering away from its foundational mission to develop artificial intelligence that benefits all of humanity. The backstory to this legal battle reveals a complex narrative of ambition, disagreement, and competition. In 2017, Musk and OpenAI had envisioned transforming the organization into a for-profit entity. However, their failure to reach an agreement on the terms led to Musk's departure from OpenAI. He then pursued the development of an advanced general intelligence, AGI, competitor within Tesla, his renowned electric vehicle and clean energy company. OpenAI's response to the lawsuit sheds light on their perspective. They expressed disappointment, pointing out that Musk's actions, launching a rival AGI project and suing them, stand in stark contrast to the inspiration and lofty goals he once set for the organization. This legal confrontation emerges against the backdrop of a fiercely competitive AI landscape. OpenAI's recent achievement with GPT-4 Turbo, which has outstripped the performance of Anthropic's Claude 3 in various benchmarks, underscores the escalating race for AI supremacy. This lawsuit not only highlights the personal and professional tensions between Musk and OpenAI, but also signals a critical moment in the ongoing evolution of artificial intelligence technology. In a startling revelation, a former Google engineer is accused of orchestrating a sophisticated scheme to steal AI trade secrets, spotlighting the intense global competition for supremacy in artificial intelligence. Lin-Wei Ding, also known by Leon Ding, found himself at the center of a federal indictment for allegedly pilfering over 500 confidential files from Google. These weren't just any files, they encompassed critical software designs for TPU chips, detailed specifications for GPUs, and intricate designs for machine learning workloads, all pivotal to Google's AI endeavors. Ding's method of operation was as audacious as the theft itself. He is accused of transferring the stolen treasure trove to his personal Google Cloud account and then onto a Chinese machine learning company, Rongshu. Meanwhile, Ding was also laying the groundwork for his own startup, Zhixuan, in the AI space, all while seemingly fulfilling his duties at Google. The plot thickens with allegations of Ding faking his presence at Google's US office, having another employee scan his badge while he was actually in China, orchestrating his plans. The Justice Department's March 6, 2024, arrest of the 38-year-old Chinese national brought these allegations to light. If the charges stick, Ding faces a daunting future with up to 10 years behind bars and fines reaching up to $1 million. The FBI's search of Ding's residence, yielding electronic devices and other evidence, marks a critical step in the investigation led by the Justice and Commerce Department's Disruptive Technology Strike Force. This case not only underscores the strategic importance both the U.S. and China place on AI technology, but also signals the U.S. government's unwavering commitment to safeguarding its technological forefront and national security. Google, on its part, has reaffirmed its stringent measures to protect its intellectual property, signaling the high stakes in the battle against industrial espionage in the tech world. In a legal showdown that's capturing the attention of the tech world, OpenAI finds itself in the throes of a battle with the New York Times over how its groundbreaking AI technologies, GPT 3.5 and GPT-4, make use of the newspaper's content. This confrontation isn't just about two giants clashing. It's a narrative that could shape the future of artificial intelligence and its relationship with copyright laws. OpenAI is currently pushing back against the lawsuit, seeking to dismiss certain claims. The company argues that the evidence the New York Times has presented is misleading, painting a complex picture of the legal intricacies at play. The dispute, however, doesn't stop with these two entities. GitHub also finds itself embroiled in the controversy, as the lawsuit touches on broader issues of copyright infringement that ripple through the tech ecosystem. Amidst this legal tussle, Legal PDF, a platform dedicated to making legal documents more accessible, has taken up the mantle to keep the public informed. By sharing updates on this and other tech-related court cases, Legal PDF is ensuring that the implications of these legal battles are understood far and wide. The tech community is watching closely, fully aware of the stakes. The outcome of this lawsuit could have profound implications for the advancement of AI technologies. As GPT 3.5 and GPT-4 continue to push the boundaries of what's possible, the legal frameworks governing their use and development are being scrutinized like never before. In a revealing turn of events, a Microsoft AI engineer, Shane Jones, has cast a spotlight on a pressing issue with OpenAI's DALL-E 3, bringing to fore the ease with which it can generate content that's not just controversial, but potentially harmful. This situation not only raises questions about the ethical implications of AI, but also about the mechanisms in place to prevent misuse. Shane Jones has voiced serious concerns regarding the ability of DALL-E 3 to produce violent or sexually explicit images through what he describes as simple manipulation of the system. His attempts to bring these issues to light were reportedly stifled by Microsoft's legal team, prompting him to take his grievances to the Federal Trade Commission, FTC. Adding weight to his claims, CNBC was able to replicate these scenarios, highlighting a glaring vulnerability in the system. The challenge doesn't stop there. Microsoft is inundated with over 1,000 product feedback complaints daily, a volume that underscores the company's struggle with allocating enough resources to effectively address and resolve such issues. Despite assurances from OpenAI and Microsoft about existing safety measures, Jones's experience suggests a significant gap in the infrastructure needed to report and mitigate the spread of harmful content generated by DALL-E 3. This controversy emerges on the heels of a similar incident involving Google's Gemini chatbot, which also faced criticism for generating historically inaccurate images. Google's response was to disable its image generation platform while seeking a resolution. This parallel underscores a broader challenge within the AI community, ensuring that advancements in technology are matched with robust safeguards against misuse. In a groundbreaking move to revolutionize India's payment systems, the National Payments Corporation of India, NPC1, has teamed up with the Indian Institute of Science, YISC, in Bangalore. This collaboration is set to push the boundaries of blockchain and artificial intelligence, AI technologies, aiming to address some of the most pressing technological challenges today. The partnership will give rise to the NPCIIISC Center of Excellence for Deep Tech Research and Development. This new center in Bangalore will focus on developing scalable blockchain platforms and conducting multi-model analytics over fintech data. The research will dive into critical areas such as scalability, privacy preservation, neural networks, graph AI, and large language models, aiming to solve complex technological problems. Both NPCI and IISC are optimistic that this joint venture will not only enhance the payment landscape, but also foster groundbreaking research, development, and professional growth in the realm of deep technology. The collaboration will see NPCI researchers and IISC faculty members working closely on projects involving distributed systems, cryptography, and machine learning. This partnership is significant, as it leverages the strengths of both institutions to improve the scalability and effectiveness of billion-scale platforms managed by NPCI. This alliance with IISC, one of India's oldest and premier institutes for advanced technological research, marks a crucial step forward in advancing India's payment systems through deep technology. The collaboration is poised to set new benchmarks in the field and potentially transform the way payments are processed in the country. This has been your daily brief in AI. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.